You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Country Leisure. Are you ready to get your relaxation oasis set up in your backyard? Well, contact the people at Country Leisure, located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma, at 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water. Thank you for joining us. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. And joining me today, as he does every day, is former Oklahoma Sooners offensive lineman David Walker. You can follow David on Twitter at D_walk74. You can also hear him on the Iron Horse podcast with NFL cornerback Brandon Carr. David, how's it going, man?
Well, it's going well for me because I have to throw this out there that my national title game is still intact with the Baylor Bears advancing last night. I've got them beating Michigan in the national championship game. So as long as the Wolverines don't blow it for me tonight, I'm looking good. My final four, I've got Gonzaga. So three of my final four, my national title game is alive and well. Unfortunately, I did not push that into anything that I can profit from. It is a pride thing only. It's my sheet of integrity. But, hey, that's what it is. I'm feeling good about it. But let's talk some Sooner spring football.
Yeah, well, and we're going to start off in the place where you have to start when you're building your football team, and that's along the offensive line. We stand the offensive line. And we threw a question out there on Twitter, at Locked On Sooners, asking, what's your biggest question mark as the Sooners engage in spring football practice? And we had a lot of great responses. We'll cover some of them in this week's episode. We'll touch back on some of them next week as well. But we've got to start along the offensive line. Now, we had several people ask questions about the offensive line, like Brown's Dog Pound at Dogs Go Woof asked specifically about the center position. Now, David, where do you think the Sooners are going to go at center in the post-Creed Humphrey era?
Well, I'm so distracted by that Twitter handle. I'm not sure if I can roll it into that answer just too smoothly. I think the transfer from Arizona is going to factor in big time to this. But I also, I like Murray. Honestly, I like the transfer from UCLA that has been in the program for a year. So for me, I think there's no substitute for experience. And the guard center spots for a guy like Murray who has played some center, those three spots can be kind of interchangeable. So I feel like that's the one I would look for him to emerge there. But there's certainly going to be an interesting competition there because everybody's focusing on the quarterback, but who's giving them the ball is going to be equally as competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Jason Rea 1 also asked the same question, and we got a great answer on that. Now let's go to the left tackle position. At Oki in Hippie Land, aka Boulder Sooner, asks, do we have our answer at left tackle?
Well, if we don't, then we spend a whole lot of time talking about the Tennessee transfer pipeline helping this team out and filling the gaps. I would like to say yes. I think that need has been addressed.
Yeah, if Wanya Morris is not the starting left tackle come September 4, then that is a huge upset. And somebody just blew them away in camp because I think everybody's expecting Wanya Morris to be the left tackle.
Unless they replace Wanya Morris with the Wanya Morris from Boys to Men, who we love.
Like, that's right.
A friend of the show. I mean, yeah. By friend of the show, I mean, I've seen him in concert one time, so I feel like we're friends. I've listened to a lot of their CDs. But if we replace that Wanya Morris for Wanya from Tennessee, then we could have an issue. Otherwise, I feel like we're in good shape.
Again, continuing along the offensive line, this is offensive line segment because we stand the offensive line here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. I don't know how many former Oklahoma Sooners offensive linemen we've had on here, but probably more than any other position group. Because we stand offensive line, right, David? And then Steve Cole at Steve Cole 1 asks, where will the offensive line end up with transfer additions? So give me your starting offensive line from left to right.
Left to right, Wanya Morris. I'll go with Marquise at the left guard spot. I'll go Murray at center. I'll go Robinson at right guard. And then I'm going to go with Harrison over Swinson at right tackle. I like his upside, and I think that if it's close, they're going to go with the young guy to develop him and get more years out of that spot.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting offseason, and it's going to be really fascinating to see how the offensive line ends up because they've had such continuity over the years, and they still do have some great continuity, especially at the guard position. But we're going to have some turnover at center, left tackle, and right tackle. So it is helpful that they've got a couple guys that have been playing in the program for the last few years, and they've got the great equalizer in Coach B. That's got, you know, that's going to help any transition that takes place. So
the good thing is you have weapons and you have the right coach. So, I mean, the five guys we're talking about, I mean, we mentioned Swinson as well, but there are 3 to 4 guys in that second team that could potentially battle and find themselves ready to go and will at least be ready to go in the event of an injury. So there's going to be depth, there's going to be talent, and you have the best offensive line coach in the country. So I wouldn't worry about that spot.
Yeah. And with as much as as many plays as Oklahoma runs in a game, you might see several guys out there at different times. So, and we will continue to answer your questions here on Locked On Sooners, including in the next segment, we will ask, what is the strongest position group that the Oklahoma Sooners have heading into spring ball and in the summer? And then in the third segment, we'll talk about, when are they going to put up Baker Mayfield's statue? I think it's a question that needs to be asked. And we'll do that next on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let me talk to you a little bit about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to rockauto.com and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business in Oklahoma for 35 years. Located off of I-35 and more, they can get to you anywhere in Oklahoma. Are you out in Ada, Enid, way out down south in Durant? It doesn't matter. They can get to you, and in most cases, they can get you installed in one day. Are you ready to enhance your well-being and reduce your body aches, grow closer to your family, get some stress relief? Well, maybe you're thinking about getting a hot tub, and now might be the time for you to jump into hot tub ownership. Warm water improves your general physical state and acts as a stress reducer. It can also help improve your sleep. With summer just around the corner, now might be the time for you to get into pool ownership as well. And they specialize in above ground pools. And the reason they do that, and the reason you might think about getting an above ground pool, is that it's the least expensive way into pool ownership, and it's a much quicker installation process. They can get you set up in one day in most cases. They're just trying to help you get outside, get in the sunshine, get your friends and family out from in front of the TV and out in front of, from in front of the tablets. And now's the time to reignite your passion for life. Help own your wellness through hydrotherapy. So make sure you contact the people at Country Leisure, located off of I-35 and more. You can call or text at 405-799-7745. That's 405-799-7745. Country Leisure, just add water.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Dave, we've got to talk about strength on strength. I mean, I think in competition and in practice, it's always one of the best things to do is like take your best guy, put him up against your best guy and to see what happens. And so one of our followers on Twitter asked the question, who is Oklahoma's strongest position group? And he specifically mentioned the receivers or defensive line. So let's talk. And this is at Jacob Oklahoma. So shout out to you at Jacob Oklahoma. That's a great question. David, who is Oklahoma's strongest position group?
Well, Jacob, fortunately for Sooner fans, this is going to be music to the ears of every Sooner fan from coast to coast across the world. The defensive line is the deepest, most talented, most ferocious, and intimidating presence on this football team as it stands today. Why do I say that? Well, I look at this roster. I see Perrion Winfrey. I see Isaiah Thomas. I see Big Redmond is back. And I see Nick Bonito coming off the edge, and I'm going to include him as a defensive end, even though he's kind of more of a linebacker. Like, I'm including him in that defensive front. And if only for those four guys, this is the best unit. And then we can add more when we have the depth that's sitting there as well. So I just look at this four, and I think this is the best defensive front that Oklahoma has had since the days of the Dan Cody, Tommy Harris, Dusty Dvoracek, Corey Klein, Lynn Magruder, that era in the early 2000s that had such a deep rotation of guys they could just throw at you, and they just kept on coming wave after wave. This is the first time I've honestly felt excited about a defensive front that it honestly, I know we have good talent at linebacker, and I know our secondary is improved, but I'm so excited about this defensive front and what they're going to do to offensive lines and to quarterbacks that, man, if you're not excited about this defensive line right now, you need to go check your pulse, because this is what you've been waiting for, Sooner fans.
Yeah, it's time to go watch some highlights and get back and remind yourself what these guys are capable of. I mean, I don't think, and now I'm a homer, I'm an Oklahoma Sooners fan, I'm readily going to admit that, but I also don't think it's a stretch to believe that each of those four guys that you mentioned has an NFL roster on their horizons. Like Jalen Redmond, I mean, he may not be your pass rushing three technique, but he's going to be a guy that can clog up the middle of a defensive of a run fit, you know, pretty well. You know, Nick Bonito was Pro Football Focus's highest graded pass rusher last year, like highest graded edge rusher last year. Like, that is fantastic. So, I mean, he's starting right now to get himself into that Ronnie Perkins category of, you know, top 50 pick in the NFL draft. You got Isaiah Thomas, who, man, for my money, he's just as good as Nick Bonito. I mean, he's a different type of player, but he plays with a similar, I mean, he's able to affect the passing game and the running game.
And has an NFL body as well.
Yeah. And I mean, he's big, he's long, he's strong, he's ready to go. And then, I mean, it's just a really, really good group. And I think it's not a stretch to think that they've got four NFL caliber players on that defensive front. Now, go ahead.
You were talking about strength on strength. Now you want to talk about practice and strength on strength. The offensive line we just talked about that we feel like is going to be really good and much improved versus defensive line. You want to see something? You want to go put a lawn chair out and hypothetically go sit your lawn chair and your iced tea and watch something? Go watch Wanya Morris and Isaiah Thomas go one-on-one on the outside on a defensive end, left tackle pass rush and one-on-one pass rush drills.
Yep.
Go watch Redmond and Marquise Hayes. Go watch Nick Bonito come after Swinson or Harrison. I mean, go watch these matchups. Like, in just know you're not going to get to watch them because they're not going to be open to the public and all that stuff. But just know that that stuff is taking place and the iron sharpening iron is happening with two really good groups going at each other all spring, all fall, so that when they get into that schedule, they've been going against NFL quality talent. I mean, I think back to when I was playing at Oklahoma, you had Jamal Brown going against Dan Cody every day in one-on-one pass rush. Now you had Tommy Harris going against Davin Joseph. You had all pro guys going against each other one-on-one in practice. You don't think that mattered on Saturday when we're playing Nebraska or Missouri or whoever it was back in the day? Like, they didn't have those guys to see, you know? So you just see those guys all spring, all fall. It's only going to make both of those units better.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Now, you know, he mentioned running back and, you know, or sorry, receivers. Now, would they even be the second strongest position group? I'm not so sure, because I think that running back position group is pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, the jury's still out for me on the receivers, to be honest. I have not yet been convinced that the Hazelwood, Weiss trio that was so hyped have yet to do what they were supposed to do for different reasons. And some of them are fair injuries, suspension. And, you know, Theo Weiss, I think, had a good year, but I think the talent's there and on paper, they're very deep, but the running back room has the results to speak for it. Like, I mean, you got Kennedy Brooks, you got Eric Gray, what he did at Tennessee, what Kennedy Brooks has done at Oklahoma. And then you got some young guys back there who have shown flashes as well, and McGowan and Major. And so, yeah, I would actually probably put the running back room ahead of the wide receivers, knowing that the wide receivers probably have more upside, but they have yet to show it on the field the way that those running backs have when it comes to yardage, touchdowns, on-field production.
Yeah, and I don't think we should sleep on the offensive line potentially being the second best position group on the team. You know, they've, because they've got so much talent from left to right across that group. And, you know, but yeah, I think I agree with you. The running back room, that's the position I'm really excited to watch this fall. The one that I have the most questions about is definitely the wide receiver group. Somebody's going to have to step up out of that group and become that number one go-to guy that Spencer Rattler can rely upon down in, down out. He needs a first down. He's going to, at the moment, we don't know.
I'm going to say it's Marvin Mims, but I think that's who Caleb Williams is going to be throwing to all year. And, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? I'm just kidding. I meant Spencer Rattler. No, I'm just trying to troll you Sooner fans that don't want there to be a quarterback competition and think that there's not going to be a really serious battle right now, because the battle rages on. But I do think it'll be Rattler. But I expect Marvin Mims. As it stands today, I think Mims should be that guy. Whether he will, I mean, it's going to be, you know, a big jump. He's going to have all the eyeballs on him from what he did as a freshman. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, let's just say that, you know, I was promoting Charleston Rambo. He was my breakout guy to watch last fall before the season started. And obviously that was a big letdown. So I'm kind of waiting with bated breath to see, you know, can Marvin Mims take that next step from a really good true freshman to potentially elite receiver? Because that's what Oklahoma needs. And coming up next here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to ask a really fun question that was brought up. When is Baker Mayfield's statue going to be erected in Heisman Park? There in Norman. And we'll talk about that next here on Locked On Sooners.
Before we do that, let's talk about betonline.ag. Look, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my Final Four is still looking pretty good. I don't know where your bracket is, but regardless of whether your bracket is busted or it's intact, whether you got a shot at a national title coming through, go get in on the action, because you can lay the bets on regardless of what your bracket says. So betonline.ag, they've got you covered. You got Elite Eight matchups tonight. You've got the Final Four coming up next weekend. Major League Baseball has opening day on Thursday. You can bet on the NBA, NHL. Anything you're looking for, betonline.ag has you covered. And if you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you go to betonline.ag. You can do it on the website. You can pull up your phone and do it on the mobile app as well. But that's betonline.ag with the promo code LOCKEDON for 50% welcome bonus at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And I also want to tell you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the market, has their own version of March Madness raging on their Twitter page at @bar_built. You can go and vote on what flavor you want to see move forward in the Built Bar Madness tournament. For me, coconut brownie chunk is going to win this thing. That's who I'm rolling with. I've got two boxes in the pantry right now. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off of your order at BuiltBar.com. Again, that's the promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com.
And our Locked On College Basketball experts are recapping each weekend of March Madness on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch Live on Monday nights at Locked On Live. If you missed this weekend's recap, follow Locked On SEC, ACC, Pac-12, Big 10, or Big 12 today and check the feed. And now we got a real fun question coming from @JosephRolies on Twitter. Again, follow us on Twitter @LockedOnSooners. And hey, we had a lot of great questions and we appreciate you all submitting your questions. And we'll cover some more of these on next week's show for Twitter Tuesday. But keep your questions coming. We love to respond to what you guys think and some of the thoughts that you have. But @JosephRolies asked the question, when is Baker Mayfield's statue going to be put up in Heisman Park? So the last thing I could find on this, David, is that OU got two plots, one for Kyler Murray, one for Baker Mayfield. They got them kind of set aside there in Heisman Park, but I can't find anything as far as construction or expected completion date. Or what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's almost like they weren't prepared to have back-to-back Heisman winners. I mean,
surprise.
Hey, Kyler was good too. And Baker, you know, so I don't understand why there's really any delay. To me, this should be something that you want to get that thing put up ASAP, because that's recruiting. That is marketing. That is visual display that you want. I mean, why would you have right now only five Heisman Trophy statues when you have seven winners, and you have had seven winners now for two seasons? You got 2 years going by and you got recruits coming in. I know right now, because of COVID, they haven't had as much foot traffic in the last year and a half as they would have otherwise. But nevertheless, they got a fantastic video production team. You don't think Annie Henson could be utilizing the fact that there's seven Heisman statues out there? You don't think she could work out something to make sure that Baker and Kyler's Heisman statues were you know, put out there in a really cool way. And I mean, they could have done some really creative stuff with those Heisman statues. So I think this has to happen immediately. Now, when do I think it will happen? I don't know if it gets done between now and the opening game, because I don't know, like you said, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any progress being made on that. Now, I don't know that it takes 6 months to put it up. For all we know, it could be having finishing touches, put on it in some warehouse. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's something that it should have happened a long time ago. And I would have even said it should have happened the following season, because to me, like, you could have brought it back and almost did like a Baker Mayfield day where you bring him back, he's on the sideline, you pick his off week, you make it work. Maybe you do it around a time where there's a home game at Lloyd Noble Center and he goes over to the basketball arena. You like utilize that as an athletic department. And I'm surprised, because they're too sharp over there. They're too opportunistic to miss this. I feel like this is a layup here. And now more than ever, you've got Baker Mayfield, who is visibly one of the most well-known athletes in the world right now. I mean, name me a guy, I don't care what sport, that has more endorsements than Baker Mayfield. I mean, I don't see it. I don't mean, maybe he's in the category with like a LeBron James when it comes to visibility on commercials and endorsements and marketability. So I would be looking at this saying, what can we do in the fall of 2021? We got fans coming back on campus. We're going to have a brand new basketball coach, two of them. I would be looking at a weekend in December, or maybe that one of the later home games, something to the effect where you can try to coordinate schedules and say, we're going to get Baker's statue unveiled. We're going to honor him in a game. We're going to have him appear at a home game for men's or women's basketball. And we're going to promote his appearance. Maybe he does an autograph signing, whatever, like make it work, like make the money work, make it work. Cause it's too big of an event. You could sell t-shirts. You could do like a, you know, Baker statue t-shirts with the date that it was displayed. You know, you could do a lot of things and make it marketable, make money off of it. So I think something like that needs to take place. It should have already taken place, but I think COVID, I'll give them a pass, but it needs to take place next season.
Yeah. And now's the time, like get it done. And who knows, maybe they're, like you said, maybe they've got those in warehouses somewhere. They're just waiting to unveil them. And it would be pretty sweet if they got their seven Heisman trophy or their seven Heisman winners all in Heisman Park, as they have one guy potentially going for an eighth at the same time that they're potentially going for an eighth national championship.
Yep.
A lot of symmetry here. We're not going to go all, what's the book, Da Vinci Code on it, and, you know, or National Treasure, if you prefer that speed. We're not going to get deep into all the numbers, but I mean, come on, seven national championships, seven Heisman winners. You got one, you got a team that's ready to contend. You got a quarterback that's ready to compete for a Heisman. Seems to kind of go together.
Think about the visual at the Heisman ceremony when they just go start panning right to left or whatever. They go from Billy Vessels and they just scan the Heisman Trophy statue all the way down to Baker and Kyler. And then they go back to studio and they have whoever that finalist is for Oklahoma. That's going to be likely Spencer Rattler, but could, I mean, for all we know, it could be Kennedy Brooks. Who knows what year he's going to have. And then they sit there, they come back into the, you know, to New York City, and there's that candidate sitting right there. Like, how cool would that be? We don't know, Oklahoma, because you don't have the statues up right now. So maybe we don't even know if that moment, how cool that moment could be. But the problem is now, and they didn't ask about Kyler's statue, but I'm going to bring it up because that's the other elephant in the room, is you do all this for Baker, and then when you do Kyler's, do you have to wait a full season now? It's like, okay, well, we did Kyler. We can't do them both in the same year because we delayed our process. We can't, now we have to punt Kyler to 2022. But maybe you do something with Kyler over the spring game and you have him go over to the baseball field as well. Maybe they do a baseball field, something where you utilize, you know, give baseball a rub from Kyler's appearance. So maybe the spring game of 2022 is a great time for Kyler's, where baseball could be involved. It's the off season, maybe around the NFL draft time. So you got Sooner players going to the draft, you get Kyler's statue, really cool recruiting weekend. Like, I'm sure there's some really creative ways they can do it to where they get the maximum recruiting weekend out of it, maximum PR, maximum t-shirt sales, maximum multi-sport appearance, you know, give multi-sports the rub of that. I think there's some really strategic things they can do, but it would be nice to at least have some kind of announcement or some kind of communication like, hey, we haven't forgot, you know, we didn't just cut Heisman Park off. We know we got two more winners hanging out there in the wind that are actually doing really well in the league, and we should continue to attach ourselves to them because it's to our benefit. So I don't know. It's an interesting development, though, and it's a great question.
Yeah. And hey, OU Athletics Department, if you got any ideas, hit us up. We're open to sharing our ideas with you. And we might even be open to relocating. We'll just put that out there.
If you want to use my idea of like the Kyler baseball field thing, Baker at Lloyd Noble Center, if you want to utilize that idea that I just got tossed out there for free, hey man, I got a Venmo account too, where we can work on that offline. Yeah. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we'll consult.
Yeah. We'll just take an interview with one of them. That's fine too.
Just give us a 20-minute window and we'll be good. We'll call it
even. No big deal. All right. Hey, but that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Sooners. Again, thank you so much for submitting your questions on Twitter at Locked On Sooners. You can also follow us on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast, and on Instagram at Locked On Sooners. We'd love to hear your feedback. Make sure you go and leave us a review over on Apple, Google, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts, because we're available all over the place. Just Google Locked On Sooners Podcast, and you can find us there. For David Walker, I'm John Williams. We'll catch you tomorrow. Boomer
Sooner.